More than 600 people got their shot at the youth clinics earlier this month, but not all of them were kids. While most were 12 to 15-year-olds, some parents and other students who hadn't yet been vaccinated also chose to get their shots. Last month, the city stopped offering mass vaccine clinics due to a decrease in demand and focused their attention on pop-up clinics. Robert Barr, Juneau's emergency operations chief, says those smaller events are still getting a lot of traction, and the youth clinics met expectations.
It was about on target with, you know, what we had seen proportionally in the adult population when the vaccine was first made available to that age group.
Barr says it's important to recognize how serious COVID-19 can be, even for children.
We've seen a number of cases, even cases here locally, of kids having significant sort of longer term effects that impact their cardiovascular systems and ability to participate fully in sports and athletics.
15-year-old Carmen Farr got her vaccine at Juneau Douglas High School, Yada Atkle, where she'll attend 10th grade next year. She says she and her 12-year-old sister were excited to be vaccinated after not seeing high-risk relatives for a long time.
That was hard on my parents, especially. They weren't able to see their own parents for such a long time. Actually, last month, we went on a vacation to see my grandparents because they were all vaccinated. But it was the first time we had seen them in like over a year.
Carmen missed out on her 8th grade graduation in 2020 and getting a summer job. Now she's looking forward to hanging out with her friends and maybe working now that businesses are starting to open up again. 12-year-old Eleanor Carpenter will start 8th grade at Zontakahini Middle School this fall. When a clinic came to her school gym, she says she was more than ready to get a vaccine, despite her fear of needles.
I was following it very carefully on the news and stuff because I was really hoping to get it because everybody in my family has got it, who is old enough to do so, of course. And so when I heard it was announced, I was like, I need an appointment right now. So we got one.
Her 6-year-old brother missed out on his first year of going to kindergarten, and Eleanor switched to a homeschool program.
I was like, I want to do homeschool, and now I know that I really don't want to do homeschool.
After a year of canceled plans due to COVID-19, she says she just wants to do her part.
You know, I want not things to go back to normal, because I think we should learn from this, but I want it to go back to the where we can hang out and stuff and have like birthday parties and holidays.
Garrett McGuan is also a Zontakahini student, but he just hit the mark after turning 12 earlier this month. He was vaccinated alongside all his friends who were old enough to get a shot.
I wanted to get a vaccine because then I could hang around with my friends without masks and go into their houses and hang out.
So what do these kids have to say to those still worried about getting vaccinated?
It's important to get vaccinated to protect other people.
I had a lot less fear than I would have because both of my grandmothers told me their smallpox and polio stories of how they got vaccinated for those. And those sounded a lot scarier.
Get your shot.
Second dose clinics for these students are scheduled for early June. Eligible kids who haven't had their first shots are welcome to do so at those clinics as well. In Juneau, I'm Bridget Dowd.